It's autumn. The evening is getting darker, the rain is lashing some of our seaside resorts, and the party conferences are in town. The Green Party of England and Wales is first out of the traps, meeting in Brighton this weekend, a city which it runs and which is the constituency of the party's first and so far only MP. We'll hear from her in a moment. First, though, our political correspondent Chris Mason has travelled to the West Midlands, a region full of promising marginal parliamentary seats, to assess the mood of activists there and the political challenge the Greens face.
Coventry. Ask your reporter to pull together a piece about the Green Party, and let me tell you, they'll be mighty tempted to leap on the first train to Brighton, that kind of centre of Green power. They have an MP there in Caroline Lucas, they run the local council, it ticks so many of those kind of stereotypical boxes, really, of being bohemian and radical and a bit different. For that reason, it's the very place not to go to have a look at the Green Party, because it's atypical. So I've headed here to Coventry, leapt off the train, wandered past the Lytton Tree pub, just outside the market now. Let's get a sense from people here what the Green Party means to them, if anything.
It's about gardens and stuff like that.
They're trying to stop the fracking, but has anybody proved that it's dangerous?
They'd like to put the taxes up for people who drive cars and everything.
You get all the other parties and it's bloody, bloody, blah, but they do seem relatively interesting.
Next, I head 30 miles to the northwest to Dudley to meet the highest profile Green in the region.
Hello, how are you doing? Nice to see you.
I'm Councillor Will Duckworth, first Green Party councillor in the Black Country, deputy leader of the Green Party nationally as well. We're looking out over rows of early 20th century terraces, and we can see the wonderful chimney of the waste incinerator that has been my bugbear for a long time.
Councillor Duckworth acknowledges that the metal-bashing heritage of the West Midlands doesn't appear electorally alluring territory for the Greens. So how have they managed a modest breakthrough, upping their councillor count in the region from 3 to 18 since 2010?
When people actually find out what our policies are, instead of just assuming we're a bunch of muesli knitters, they realise that we have got solutions and we can provide the things that people need.
That phrase, muesli knitters, is a good one. It's a striking phrase because it goes right to the heart of what many would see as the challenge for the party, in that you have a name that emphasises your kind of core credentials. How have you gone about here convincing people that the Greens are about more than that?
We have to do it by actually going around and knocking on people's doors. And we also make sure we give out leaflets, and we give out a lot of leaflets, printed on recycled paper, of course, stating our position very, very clearly.
I head next to Chelmsley Wood, a housing estate 8 miles from Birmingham city centre. The M6 and the M42 are within earshot, but there's another transport project that's getting people talking.
We're just on the edge of Chelmsley Wood now, on the Warwickshire border. This is where HS2's set to cut across the parkland.
Chris Williams is one of six Green councillors on Solihull Council and a part-time regional organiser. Being better coordinated, he says, has helped the Greens' electoral prospects. So too has the possible arrival of diggers for the new high-speed rail line to London, HS2. But he does ponder the merits of his party's name.
We've still got that label Green Party. Of course, we're still sticking with that. That's why we don't change our name sometimes, just to reflect to what the wider variety of policies and things we work on. But people, when you communicate with them on an intensive scale, as we do in Chelmsley Wood, people realise what we're really about. It is about equality and standing up for justice, full stop.
The Green Party's opposition to HS2 is a very rare area of agreement with a rival that riles every Green activist I speak to, UKIP. That mantle of being anti-establishment now has to be shared, and Nigel Farage hoovers up media attention. Will Duckworth again.
They offer superficially a very attractive idea. They grab hold of people's prejudices. In fact, they've actually got no policies behind what they're doing, and they're just trying to get in power.
And just like UKIP, the Greens have to face up to the winner-takes-all system at Westminster. It faces, too, the challenge of being seen as more than just the muesli knitters. Yes, being green, but having a broader appeal, too.
Chris Mason.